セガサターンしよう。
Hello, what's up, everybody? Hello, welcome to Shiro Show Friday. How y'all doing?
Yeah, come on in.
Welcome to put your feet on the couch, put your feet anywhere you want except behind me on that.
Don't put your feet on his brand new Sakura Shinguji standee.
Don't look at it. Do not even look at it the wrong way. If you look at it the wrong way, I swear.
I'm going to sneak a kiss. I'm going to sneak a little smooch.
No, no, Dan. I'm going to get a chainsaw. Cut your ass raw. If your day keeps going this way, I might break your something tonight.
Give me something to break. It's is it Fred Durst Friday?
Fred Durst Friday, baby.
Yeah.
Welcome, everyone, to the Shiro Show. It's a jam-packed show we got for you today. Lots to talk about.
So,
going to be a fun one.
I'm feeling better, so that's good.
That's good.
How you guys doing? What have you been up to?
I'm good.
Oh, no. So there's something going on with YouTube. Let me know, because in the browser it says no data. That's so strange. I don't know what's going on.
I think your browser's messed up. I'm seeing good.
Yeah, it looks fine to me.
Is it good?
Wiener Bob with the $10.
Oh, no. Okay. It says excellent connection now. It says excellent connection. I don't know. Yeah, there's some weirdness going on.
YouTube sucks.
Wow. $10. Shiro Gamer Snack Fund.
Thank you. Massive.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We got some snacks going. We got the meat sticks. I love the meat sticks, or what are they called? The beef sausage sticks by Old Wisconsin. Very, very epic taste. I like
them. And why do you have those? What are you going to be using them for?
Eating. I'm just joking. It's for the game competition going on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to do a stream.
Game competition stream. Hours-long stream after this one at 7 p.m. Or sorry, 6 p.m. PST, 6 p.m. MST.
And 8 p.m. Eastern. And very late for our friends in the UK and Europe.
Yeah.
We'll probably make it for the morning stream. I remember Technohammer was watching watch a little bit when he went to bed, and then he woke up, and then he was watching the stream in the morning.
You were still going.
Crazy. Oh my god.
It was like 3
awesome.
In the morning.
Wow.
Jeez.
Okay. Well, shouts to Wiener Bob.
Shouts to Alex 13 mod.
He was the first. $10. He was the first in chat, and
thank
he
you.
Said Sega. We got Dragons of Saturn, Pudgy Bunny, Tales of Saturn, Akmal, which I think is Pubbers, Christian Marte, Lee Benson. We got Memphis with us. Hey, Memphis, how's it going? Craig Williamson is here. Scotty Moe. We got Mac User 2, Nathan Anderson. We got Neil Henderson. And Alex13mod, yep, thanks for the donation. Appreciate it. Trevo's here, Trevo student. Colin Pierce is here. Alex13mod just got a package today in the mail. We're going to talk about that. Cecil Harvey's here. Thanks, Cecil, for the article. We're going to talk about that. We got Frog Bowl. We got Shadow Mask. We got Analog Black Sheep. Who else is here? Omar Fernandez. Moose Track is here. Offy Matrix.
Omar, much love.
Abandoned Witch Gaming Network. That's a mouthful.
Which is which?
David Zaney, Rab Mac, and Albert, AM25. Hey, everybody, give us a thumbs up if you can. We got 40 people with us. That's a great start.
How's it time to
play? Hey, Slowcoin just got here, so we can get the party started now. Double dime. So,
okay,
Pat, what's up over the past week? What have you been up to?
Nothing major. But
nothing
this
major.
Week's nothing major. But no, this week's been a bit crazy, so I started the week off strong. I got a package shipped out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went over to my friend's house.
Was it like
and
a long
was,
flat package?
Mystery. There's something long with it afterwards.
Okay.
But,
oh boy. Okay.
Yeah, but it ain't the beef sausage sticks, if you know what I'm saying. But no,
I don't.
I went over my like I said, I went over my friend's house. We chilled out. I helped him with his baby. We watched the dogs. We watched some movies. Watched some good ones. We watched this new one called the Shogun on Hulu. That one's interesting.
Oh yeah, I saw that. No, I'd like to give it a shot though. It just started like a week or two ago, right?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. I've been watching that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have to carve out some time to check that out. It looked cool.
It stars the dude from the dude from the Samurai World and Westworld. I forgot what his name was, but
I didn't see Westworld.
Okay, well, it stars one of that dude in that. He's in that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then my friend said, hey, I got a package for you here, because basically we made deals. We were fighting like Titans to get the price just right, but me and Sega Steve came to a good agreement on a price.
Nice.
I paid the man. He said he shipped it out. I didn't hear anything back. I'm not sure if he shipped it out or not. And then my friend's like, hey, you got a giant-ass package here. I'm like, wait, what?
A giant-ass like, package? Yeah. So, a Sakura-sized package?
It was like 2 days ago. I was like, all right. So, like, I came home. I was like, oh, wow, it actually got here. So,
nice.
It was in one piece. Nice. He brought it in. He thought it was going to be, because he saw somebody drop the package off. He thought it was his power supply, but obviously it's not
power
supply there.
No, she's not in one piece. That's a completely different anime. One piece.
Yeah.
No,
one
I'm
piece.
Just kidding. Wah, wah. But no, she does look good. She looks,
almost.
Awesome. Yeah,
I'm
right.
So, jealous.
Can you?
I want a Sakura Sandy.
So how big is she? Like, how is she as tall as you?
Let's see. She's a little bit shorter than me. Maybe like 5'5", 5'4".
Mm.
So that's probably like canon height for Sakura Shinguji, actually.
Oh yeah, that's probably true.
So you're saying if I gave her a hug, it'd be like, oh, never mind.
It would be just like
they've got her height and her blood type and all that stuff. I'm sure, like in the game.
Oh yeah. I think it's A. I'm gonna say A. I'm just gonna guess.
We'll have the detail on there. It's a bunch of stuff on the bottom. It says it's 6,800 yen. So
is it a secret what you paid? Are you ashamed to say?
It's A, and I have her three sizes.
I'll tell you guys. Are you ready?
I'm gonna brace myself.
$628.
Really?
Wait,
you're
what?
Yeah, $628.
Really?
Dang. What a steal for Sakura.
I thought you were prepared to pay like over $1,000 for that thing. That's
so
crazy.
Here's the thing. He found a second one.
Right.
He somehow found a second one. The thing that he didn't want to, the thing is that he didn't want to sell it initially to my because
it was the only
he
one
only had one.
Right. Okay.
But he literally sent me a message like, "Hey, so I found something," and he had two of them in his damn living room.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Well, Steve, shouts to Steve for hooking you up.
Yeah. Much love.
Yeah,
thank you,
I mean,
Steve, for making my dreams come true. And this will be a permanent guest fixture.
I mean, there's
like
a reason.
Dan has his Saturn, I'll have my Sakura.
There's a good reason Steve has a sales bin on our page, because that dude, man, he can hook folks up with deals. And he did.
Stuff.
He recently hooked me up with a really nice Saturn keyboard and mouse, and I love it. And
nice.
It was a great deal too.
Yes,
and he
Sega
shipped
Steve's
it quick.
A true OG.
So yeah, he's the OG. He's a real one. Is he here in the chat? I don't know. But anyway, shout Steve if you hear this.
I could have sworn he's in the voice chat. Yeah, he's in the voice chat.
Oh, he's in the voice chat. Well, there he
he's
is.
Right
there.
Yep. Thank you, Sega Steve.
Thank you, Sega Steve. We also have Pandemonium in the YouTube chat. So
yeah,
hey, Nick, how's it going?
Mr.
What's
Pandemonium.
Up, Shiro bro? I know he's really excited about a big piece of news that we have to talk about today. Okay, cool. Pat, anything else before we move to Dan?
Besides that, I just got my favorite snack.
You got
I found
your snacks.
These beef sausage things.
Okay.
I really love these things.
Don't eat too many, or you'll get stopped up.
you gotta
get some fiber if you're gonna be doing a long gaming stream.
I got some fiber right here. Got plenty of fiber. Got my.
Okay, good.
Okay. You got some pretzels.
I got some pretzels to soften.
Okay, good luck.
Soften the.
Good luck and Godspeed. try to get up every hour and like walk around a little bit.
I can do.
All right, what's up, Dan? What have you been up to for the past week?
So I've been getting a lot of messages about from my fellow Shiro community members. Finding Suma oranges at their local supermarkets and Sam's Clubs and that sort of thing. So thank you to everybody for keeping an eye out for Sumos. Your taste buds will thank you even more because they are delicious. This message, again, is not brought to you by Big Sumo. But if Big Sumo wanted to fund me, I would absolutely show
for Dan is their spokesperson, the unofficial spokesperson of Suma oranges.
Thank you. Thank you to Alex13Mod for the $10.
Thank you,
Thank you. Is that a different
thank
person?
You, thank
no,
you.
It was three different people, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he gave us $10 earlier for a sticker, and now he's
he
doing
did.
A message.
Yeah, okay, so that was...
thank you.
So we had...
Very generous.
Are they going at each other, though? You had Wiener Bob with $9.99, and so he's topping him by a penny.
Where's Malenko? Malenko needs to come in with his $2.
Sakura reimbursement.
Usual thing.
stock reimbursement. I know.
Malenko needs to toss in the extra penny to make
that. For people that don't know, the audio listeners, I got a mail order bride, and she's in the background standing there.
She's a little flat. She's a little flat. A little
flat. I mean, it happens.
But it's happens, beautiful. It's beautiful.
By UPS.
This is the this is the Sakura 2 though version, because she's got like the true
uniform
uniform on. Yep. Uh huh.
Yep.
Cool.
Anyway, so I don't have any other updates from me. Nothing too much new this week. I was glad that I
my
got a story
upset
out.
Upset I bought this.
Yeah.
Oh geez. I got a story out on the site this week after skipping last week. So finally got over some of that writer's block. I had to stay up very late last night though doing it. So if I yawn a little on the stream today, I apologize. Mm-hmm. I'm a little tired. So, but Dave, what's new with you this week?
I'm better. I got better from last week. Good. You know, I'm still a little gunky, but doing okay. Feeling okay. Lots of sickness going around. And of course, you know,
so
I work
down with the sickness.
I'm down with the sickness. Come on, get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. But you know, yeah, I'm feeling better. Although this last week was kind of rough because, and I think I know how Pat felt when the cat died, and he was just like, really like his, I don't know. You were really like feeling down when your cat died. Well, like I lost two chickens this past week, and that might sound funny, especially to folks who like view chickens as like farm animals, but like they're kind of like pets to us. Like, yeah, they do give us eggs, but like I picked out these chickens when they were like baby chicks, you know? So I've had them that whole time. And all the rain, basically, what it came down to is all the rain, and we've had so much rain over the past, the storm that was going on the past couple months. So much rain just caused the groundwater to kind of swell, and I guess a lot of their waste in the backyard, it just kind of mixes in, and then it's like they're pecking and scratching, and they're eating it, and they're not supposed
to. It's
just
like infecting,
We thought it was bird flu, which would be even worse, because that pretty much will just wipe out your entire flock. In this case, two of our sweetest chickens, actually, the first one was the first one was unexpected. We didn't know. The second one, we saw the behavior, and so I brought her inside, and I just kind of nursed her and kind of took care of her, and she just kind of let go. Like she just couldn't go anymore. She was like the tiny little sheepdog chicken. She's a silky, and so she's just got like fur or fluffy feathers everywhere. But it was rough. It was rough. She was definitely the runt. But
any animal can be a pet to you. Any animal can grow attached to it. So,
absolutely.
You know, there's nothing wrong with caring about your chickens.
So we've got four left. I would say that on the bright side, lessons learned. You know, like I guess eventually every chicken owner is going to lose some chickens, you know. And so we've learned how to kind of like recognize when they're not doing well and try to like be proactive, because we treated the other ones and I think they're good, that like they're out of the woods.
I'm happy to hear.
Yeah, so anyway.
That's
so
rough.
We'll just keep going with four. I don't think we're going to add any more at this point, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, no, I feel you, Dave. My grandma's in chat. She and my grandfather raised chickens and bunnies back in the day.
Grandma
trainer.
Knows
how you feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the chat. But you know, I feel you. I imagine she feels you as well. She also says sorry about your chickens. But it's rough.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd follow us around when we go down there to like water the fruit trees and stuff like that. And they're kind of like what do you call that? Therapy animals sometimes. Like sometimes if I just want to de-stress, I'll walk down there to the lower terrace and I'll just kind of walk around and pick up the chickens and like, you know, just hang out with the chickens.
Them.
Yeah, because especially on a day that's really busy and stressful at work, it's nice to just go check out a bunch of animals that are just kind of chilling and living
the
a simple
relaxed,
life.
So you get relaxed, right?
Exactly. Like they have no worries or cares other than this like disease that just ripped through their flock. But anyway, it's all good. I don't want to like bring the show down. It's just that's what's gone on with me this past week.
Yeah.
I played a lot of Sega Touring Car. I did play a lot of Sega Touring Car. This last week was like the era I would say that it was kind of like diminishing returns, you know, where you're like putting in hours of work and getting like a couple milliseconds better, you know, because we all like over the past month worked so hard to get good at this game. But we kind of reached the end where We're just basically making very marginal improvements. But I think anybody who has worked at a game, you know, like the next one they're we're going to be doing, can kind of appreciate that, or, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's me. So let's get right into the news, I guess, since we have a lot of it.
Yes, absolutely.
We've got the browser already open because I'm a klutz.
Oh, God, Sakura's blocking the browser.
Sakura, no, you got a sock block. Okay, so let's see.
Stop.
Okay, so where are we going with this? Shiro podcast, I guess, was that the first thing? The mainline podcast?
Yeah, mainline podcast. New podcast this week. It's been a while, hasn't
That's
it?
Right. Yeah. It's been This we recorded this in November.
Yeah.
This was it. It's funny. This was actually a year in 2023 year in review that we recorded early in November, and then we end up putting it out like at the end of February. So, but poor, you know, Peter's been so busy. I know he was editing this for a while, but like he's had a lot of stuff going on in his personal life and his work and everything like that. So, you know, we play it fast and loose in Shiro, and we always say like, no need to apologize. You get it done when you get it done.
Yeah, this is all fun, you know. We try not to rush each other.
The good thing is when Peter does anything, he does it really well. And so he did a great job editing the podcast, and it ended up great. So we talked about all sorts of stuff in this cast.
You did. You went on some good tangents in this one too.
I think the biggest
like
piece
Tangent Dragon 2.
Oh yeah, you're right. Like towards the end we weren't even really talking about the year in review. We were just going
he
was just on tangents, but I think the biggest news item was definitely the leaked document. You know, that was kind of just, you know, the biggest thing that happened to Sega, you know, in the Sega community at large, and then Saturn. Other than that, you know, there were a lot of other cool stuff, and then of course, you know, all the homebrew and stuff like that that were basically submitted before the end of the year. So yeah, definitely great podcast. Check it out on YouTube or on Podbean or wherever you listen to podcasts. It should be streaming on all those platforms. So yeah,
sorry about that. I just want to get it so she's not blocking the news.
No, she's still right there. Yeah, no, she's good. She good.
She's
next
behind
up
on the couch. No,
you're just trying to get her farther away from me. That's all. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, totally.
So next up, we have a Best of Saturn, one of Peter's conversation starter articles.
Features. Yeah.
And truthfully, I'm going to sound like very blasphemous here when I admit that I have not played Lunar 2 on the Saturn. So I'm still waiting for Miss T.
Somebody disappear Dave from the camera. He has to disappear or vanish.
Disappear myself?
I think if Dave disappears himself, we all go away, though.
Do I need to do that?
Don't do that.
No, let me see. Let me see if I can disappear myself.
Oh, no. Here we go.
There you go.
There we go.
Oh, all right.
It's just like Pat wiggled his nose and I'm gone. So,
good.
So anyway.
I haven't played Lunar 2 either, to be fair. I played the first Lunar on Sega CD. I have an actual copy of that, thanks to a friend of mine years ago gifting it to me, which was awesome. So I treasure that. But I haven't played Lunar 2. And I guess I would like to try it out on the Saturn, because I don't have it on the Sega CD. I would love to have it at some point. But yeah, once that English translation comes out for the Saturn, which is being worked on, that would be awesome to try out.
Absolutely. You know, truth is, the first time I ever heard about Lunar was on the PlayStation. Was like the, you know, the working designs PlayStation version. My dad, like, there was a lot of hype for that release. My dad brought it home. We played it together. I was really impressed with the cutscenes and the animation and all that stuff. And that's the first time that I ever even heard about Lunar. I was not I wasn't like really into Sega CD stuff. I never had a Sega CD growing up.
Games back then.
So yeah,
I'm joking.
Unfortunate.
Well, I went over to a friend's house and he had a Sega CD, but all he had was like Lethal Enforcers and Dragon's Lair, which Lethal Enforcers was pretty good, but Dragon's Lair was not great on the Sega CD.
Nothing for nothing, but I think a lot of the games that were like that were kind of rare and hard to find anyways. So, like, I don't think you'd find a Lunar or, like, a...
That's the incredible...
A Kyo Flying Squadron at a store, you know?
Yeah, that's the incredible thing is the Sega CD had some bangers on it, but nobody got them. Sonic CD was, like, the closest thing to a good game that people picked up.
The first Lunar game actually was pretty successful on the Sega CD as far as, like, yes, it was. Okay.
Like
don't
Western?
Have a figure off the top of my head, but
Western
yes,
release?
In the West.
Oh, okay.
It actually did do pretty well. It was publicized pretty well. Now, Lunar 2 came out, you know, late in the Sega CD's life, just a couple years later, and so that probably is much more rare. But yeah, the first one was actually fairly heralded and sold decently. You know, it wasn't going to sell as much as like Night Trap with all the controversy or anything, but yeah, it didn't totally bomb, I don't think.
I heard you, Knight.
I'm pretty sure Vic Ireland has said something to that effect.
Yeah, so
thank you, Mr. Vic.
Well, in all, so Lunar 2, someone on Twitter, and I can't remember who it was, mentioned that this isn't really a remaster as much as it is like a complete remake, because like almost everything about it has like been redone from the ground up. So, you know, I think that's a good argument. So I'm going to go ahead and read what Peter wrote. If any folks have any comments about it, you know, just let us know in the comments, you know, what you think about this game. One of the most acclaimed traditional JRPG games, the Sega CD remaster of Lunar 2 Eternal Blue hit the Saturn mid-1998 in Japan. While the goddess Athena sleeps, the mysterious destroyer is threatening the world of Lunar. The player controls Hiro and his smart-mouthing flying companion, Ruby, as they try to help the enigmatic Lucia, visitor from the Blue Star. Copious voice acting, gorgeous full-screen hand-drawn anime cutscenes, well-balanced gameplay, and a great plot converge here in this worthy sequel to the original. An English translation is in the works. So that's exciting.
Yep.
I mean, this is definitely going to be one that I'm probably more excited for this than I am for Princess Crown, to be completely honest with you.
Honestly, same.
I love VanillaWare games, you know, don't get me wrong, but you know, I have actually played Princess Crown, the Japanese version on the Saturn, a lot more than I've played this one. This is a lot like Grandia for me. I've just kind of been waiting until they drop the English version, and then I'm going to just go head first, you know, like really dive into it. Yeah, but...
I do think Lunar Silver Star I'm more of a fan of that one, and the soundtrack, especially Luna's Boat Song, is probably one of the greatest songs ever written pen to paper in a game.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that I really enjoy Eternal Blue a lot as well. That one's a great one. I have both of them. I love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
So both of them are amazing. Go play both of them if you haven't. If you want to wait. Yeah. I don't like Bakshi. I agree with that. But yeah, like essentially play both of them. Both of them. Both of them are good.
And Analog Black Sheep says he prefers the first Lunar. I honestly don't know. I will let you guys know when I finally play it, but I've only played the first Lunar, so I really don't have anything to compare it to. He also said Snatcher, KO, Robo Leste, Pop Full Mail, good Sega CD games. I hard agree with that. But there are so many more like Sega CD games that are great. It's just like folks in the West didn't really get them. For the most part,
Sega CD is the only version of Wing Commander to have dialogue and the original graphics. So 3DO does have voice dialogue, but they did like a weird remake of Wing Commander 1 where they used chips from like other later games to represent Wing Commander 1 chips. It's very odd. It's sacrilegious to me. I have the Sega CD version of Wing Commander 1. And I love that. It's very cool.
Shiny Force CD was also really good. And also, what was it? Road Rash. With Road Rash on the Sega CD, you got like all the real music playing while you're racing. So that was kind of cool. Knight did mention that I failed specifically to talk about this golf game last time because I went so long talking about Sega Touring Car. So yeah, let's do that. While we're doing Best of Saturn, we'll go ahead and talk about this June Classic CC or June Classic Country Club and Rope Club. These are, I guess we kind of figured out what it was. It's basically another TNE soft golf game that features these two Japanese courses.
They made Pebble Beach Golf Links. They also did Ballora Valley Golf, which did come out in the West in December 95 in North America, and then I think April 96 in Europe.
Right.
But the thing is, the Pebble Beach and Ballora Valley were the first and third golf games on the Saturn by T&E Soft. We didn't get the second one. Mm-hmm. We didn't get the fourth or fifth ones. And this the June Classic CC and Rope Club game, this is the fifth one. This is the very last one. It came out, I think, December 1997.
Right. I have another one. I have another one on the 3DO that's in Hawaii. I forget which that is. But anyway, yeah, that didn't come to Saturn. But it said, did you know that the folks who brought us Pebble Beach Golf Links developed another four golf games on Saturn? Their 1997 Japan-only June Classic CC and Rope Club is set to the two titular courses in the Tochigi Prefecture. Each course has multiple routes for a total of 108 unique holes. Advancements to the original Pebble Beach engine include live shots following the ball in flight, a big improvement over the still screens of the original game. Up to four players can play with the use of the multi-tap. A technical game, it is nevertheless accessible. If you loved Pebble Beach, this is even better. And there's even a little tea break at the Rope Club. But honestly,
so who takes the place of Craig? Yeah, I don't think
maybe we can hack Craig. We can hack Craig into this game.
And I thought it'd be really cool if they had, like, for each run, have a different, like, golfer for that region. So have, like, a pro Japanese golfer in this one.
No
have
Craig no buy. Well, just download it then. Maybe we could hack in Craig, but with like a kimono on or something, or like a yukata. There we go, like a yukata.
We'll have the Japanese Craig. You know, they
a Japanese tourist. You know, and he's No, anyway, this is. I did go ahead and download this and put it on my satiator, like, as soon as we talked about it, because I was like, oh. There you go.
Did you try it out?
I tried it out, and Peter's right. It plays great, and it does have, like, the ball following cam and all that. Several different things. It runs faster, actually. It runs a little smoother than the original Pebble Beach does, but it doesn't have Craig, so, you know, we'll always love the original Pebble Beach because Craig's in it. But yeah, so
Craig, the action saddler.
Good old walrus chops. Next up is the announcement of our March challenge, Steep Slope Sliders. Now, should we talk about this first or wrap up with Cecil's article on the last? I don't know. What do you guys think?
I mean, we can do it in this order. That's
you want to do it in this order? Okay.
Yeah,
so,
why not?
So yeah, if you guys haven't heard by now, it's March. And that means new new community challenge. Thanks to the fine folks in our Discord server. We got Gregory Rasputin and who else is helping head this up? Sega RPG fan?
Zyden Random.
Oh yeah, Random did an amazing music track as well for the music video. Do you guys want me to play it? I guess I could, right?
Sure.
Yeah, here we go.
I'll hunch down a little bit. Under the table.
That's okay, Dan.
Let go. Go, Johnny. Go, go, go. Johnny, be good.
This is sick. I love it.
She did it.
I love it. So shouts to Panda for making that, for slapping that together. Pro Panda. And then also for Random doing that track. That's awesome. And so that's the announcement. Basically, March 1st to March 31st, we are doing Steep Slope Sliders. The rules are, it's got to be on regular hardware, irregular, but it's got to be real Saturn hardware. ODEs are allowed, but no emulation, no action replay, or pseudo Saturn cheats, just as before. Use of any characters permitted. That includes the unlockable secret snowboarders like the penguin or the dog,
the UFO,
the stick man.
There's all kinds of crazy unlockables in this game. I have no idea. I started kind of researching.
It's so vanilla when you first boot it up. Yeah.
Yes, it looks like it's like there's hardly any content to it. It's just so bare bones. But it's like you start looking into like, you know, GamePacks.com or whatever, and you realize there's actually quite a bit to unlock in this game. Mm-hmm. There's you know, a little meat to sink your teeth into.
Definitely.
So
Cave.
It's cool. I like that.
I mean, Cave was like renowned for shooters and stuff like that. They also did do a noodle delivery game, but they also did this one, like a snowboarding game. It's just kind
very
of
eclectic.
Very eclectic. But one thing they always did was make good games, though. I think, you know, Cave pretty much made some bangers of games. So this is a good one. It's a little underappreciated, I think. Like, it's a little less talked about than a lot of, like, we didn't pick Sega Rally, for example, because that's not really, you know, more people have played Sega Rally. Let's put it that way. We want to get more people playing Sega, some Saturn games that are less talked about. So Steep Slope Sliders, I feel like, is a solid game, yet it's one that a lot of people haven't tried, so they definitely should.
That's the case for me. I'd never played Steep Slope Sliders before.
Oh, really?
You know, before this. Yeah, no, never had.
Well, great.
And I'd never played Sega Touring Car Championship before last month's challenge.
Great.
So it's getting me to try out new games. It's fun.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe by the end of the month, folks are going to be like looking at getting a copy online, you know, because I think it's like when you spend this kind of time with these games, you realize how good they are. You end up wanting to get them for your shelf or whatever. But I know Panda's going to be, he's already on top of the leaderboard because he's been working at this game, for the past year or so, like on speedrun.
Yeah, he loves this game.
He hosts the, he's pretty much heading up the speedrun.com page for this game.
Leaderboards.
So I expect him to
so
do really well.
No chance.
Well, Panda was like, should I not, you know, compete in this? Do you think it's fair or whatever? And I was like, heck yeah. You know, I want you to just own it this, you know? If anything, hopefully he'll provide a good benchmark that people should aim for, you know? Because we got some serious gamers.
It'll drive people to reach higher.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, I participated in Sega Touring Car. I even won a tiny prize, but I mean, you know, there are some real folks in this community who were like better than me. I had a lot of fun, you know, so it didn't matter that I didn't come in first.
That's what's fun about it.
Exactly. So there's a bunch of rules. I'm not going to read all the rules, but check them out if you're interested. You can go to join our Discord server, and you're going to go to the Shiro Community Challenge channel for all the information you need and to report your times,
scores,
your records.
Report me for feeding.
Exactly. There was something else I wanted to say about it, but I forgot. So we're going to be talking about this all month. So I know we'll be reiterating stuff over the month. Great game. Oh, I did want to shout the Saturn Junkyard. They did a very, very good video talking about this game, and also comparing this game to Zap 98, because we did kind of, before we chose this game, we were talking back and forth about having those two games, right? We're talking, should we do Zap? We wanted a snowboarding game. We wanted a game that was kind of lesser known or lesser appreciated, but it was like going back and forth between, and ultimately, I think we all agreed that this one seemed to have more content and have more opportunities for, you know,
and it's just
engaging.
Kind of the more playable game. It's just a little more fun to play, honestly, than Zap 98.
Though,
not
that
Zap 98 is bad.
Yeah, Zap 98 is good. It really is. There was another snowboarding game called Chill, I think, that was kind of unreleased, but it ended up hitting like Hidden Palace and whatnot. So there's a couple snowboarding games for folks to check out on Saturn. And that's not bad either. It has like a bunch of licensed snowboards and stuff. Like, it was going to be kind of like the Tony Hawk of snowboarding games on Saturn, but it wasn't released. So Steep Slope Sliders, I think, is better. It's just, it's not branded. It doesn't have a bunch of like, it's not trying to sell you anything. It's just a good solid snowboarding game. And I think that the press back in the day seemed to be of the opinion, at least hardcore gamers were of the opinion, that it was better than Cool Borders. Cool Borders was much more prominent and high profile, but Steep Slope Sliders, for those in the know, was like the better snowboarding game.
Trekkies asked, I think it was released on PS1 and Steep Slope Sliders? I think it was, wasn't it?
Steep Slope Sliders was just Saturn, wasn't it? What?
Was it just Saturn? I think the sequel came out.
Yes. Cool Borders is total trash, Panda says.
Yeah. Oh, no, Chill. Trekkie said Chill.
Chill was Chill was the unreleased. Okay, so it was released on PS1. See, I didn't know that. Memphis says no, Saturn exclusive. But I think we're getting our wires crossed.
Yeah, we're getting wires crossed.
So anyway, Steep Slope Sliders was just Saturn and STV, but wasn't there a sequel or another snowboarding game that Cave did? Or am I completely wrong about that? Tricks and Snowboard on PS1. Yeah, I think that's right. I think there was another one that was kind of like
this
a spiritual.
Snowboarding, but I really like that skateboarding game that Rockstar North did. I forgot what it was called. The one you get chased by a cop.
Okay.
That was fun.
Trickin' Snowboarder is what he's talking. Yeah, Trickin'
Penguins that were snowboarding.
And that was made by Cave in 1999.
Yeah, so it was basically the sequel.
Like a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was the one on the Dreamcast with the penguins that are snowboarding?
That's not Steep Slope Sliders? There's another one?
Dreamcast.
Sure,
there's one Dreamcast that there's penguins.
Are you talking about like Pen Trisalon
or
whatever?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
I don't know how you pronounce that, but yeah.
They snowboard in that one, right?
Devved by Cave and published by Capcom. Skitchen? I think he's talking about Skitchen. Knight mentioned Skitchen, which I think is this game where you're on rollerblades you're kind of like grabbing.
It looks like Chill did come out on the PS1, but only in Europe in April 1998.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So there you go. Published by Eidos.
Interesting. Okay.
What was that PS1 one where you're snowboarding in San Francisco? That one is pretty fun.
I don't know.
It's like that one. Is like, what if it snowed in San Francisco?
Yeah, I have no idea. Game. But anyway,
yeah,
great
Skitchen
game.
Skitchen isn't snowboarding. It's skateboard.
Steep Slope. So the funny thing is, Steep Slope Sliders has like three different logos depending. So it was one of those ones where the box art is definitely different with each, region. So you have like, you had the Japanese logo, which is like the triple S here. You had the one on the right here that says Steep Slope Sliders with the circle is the PAL one. And then what we got was like in the back here, you can see it's just Steep Slope Sliders. It's like this weird 90s font, you know. It's just funny how different. It's just so funny how different the boxes were with each localization. But
okay, found it. It's called John Mosley's Mad Tricks.
Oh, okay. Mm.
It's pretty garbage, so don't play it. But I love it because it's like these FMVs where it starts out like he's in the snow resort and these chicks like make him sign their breasts and then he like just sits down at the table.
What?
I'm not joking. Look it up. Look up what if it snowed in San Francisco.
Okay.
And like literally he's sitting down with bros like, what if it snowed in San Francisco? And just cuts to like a shitty CGI cutscene of him snowboarding down the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow.
Oh, Cecil just reminded me, and I completely forgot about this, but Steep Slope Sliders is also an arcade game, right? It was a STV game.
STV.
Yeah, so there was, I wonder like if anyone out there has played the STV version. That's definitely one to put on one of those multi carts and yeah, that's cool. Interesting. Yeah, I forgot about that. But yeah, it was. Okay, moving right along. Definitely be sure to join our community event. It's going all month. We'll be talking about it some more, but definitely hit up our Discord community. There's a link in the description of this current stream.
Hit it up. Let us know.
Next up is an article from our friends, the Sega guys, specifically Dan, the Mega Driver, did a great video.
Mega driving.
Did a great video on this new Turbo Outrun Reimagined, which is a free game you can go play. Well, you can give a donation to the developer if you appreciate it.
Yeah, it's on itch.io.
But it's on itch.io, and you can play it in browser, or you can download it and play it on your PC. Outrun is one of Sega's most iconic franchises, one that is identifiably Sega, arguably as much as Sonic or Yakuza. The original arcade game from 1986 got an incredible port to Sega Saturn, which, given the plethora of extras and the smooth mode, which doubled the frame rate, could be considered the best way to play the game even today. And I agree with that. Sadly, none of the sequels or updates came to Saturn, which is a shame, as the hardware seemed to be tailor-made for them to thrive on the console. Outrunners and Turbo Outrun never got the home ports they deserved, but the latter, at least, is getting a new lease on life. It's a long and thorough article. I recommend folks read it, but you know, basically the Mega Drive port of Turbo Outrun was not great. Basically, the arcade game was great, but the Mega Drive version was pretty poor, and we never got it on Saturn. So here you get to play Turbo Outrun reimagined, thanks to a fan in the community. And who was
the developer?
Yeah, what was the developer's name? It's Skid SK. Yeah,
with a one.
Skids with a one. Okay, and the cool thing about it is it's a lot of the assets are similar, but like cleaned up and new. You've got the Lamborghini Countach or Countach, however you say that. You get Countach. To race against. You get to race against the hang on.
You never heard someone say Countach?
Countach, Countach. There you
Countach,
go. Okay.
Yeah. I always think of Always Sunny, where Danny DeVito buys a Countach to throw it in front of his son.
Yeah.
I
haven't
you.
Seen that episode. There's so many episodes of Always Sunny. Okay.
But, you know, anyway, Dan goes so far as to say that, you know, basically this is a great way to play Turbo Outrun.
Outrun.
Basically,
yeah.
If you don't have access to, like, you know, you can always emulate, of course, the original arcade version. But this is a really good version, you know, and so folks should definitely check it out. Also, check out Dan's the video that he did. It's really good. So if you want to watch the movie, you can read the book or you can watch the movie. Either way, but it's a great article. And shouts to the Sega guys for the content that they do.
What about if you want to read the manga?
You want to read the manga? That's still coming. We gotta.
Do we just like translate that to Japanese?
Kodansha is bringing it out soon, you know. So the. No, but anyway, shouts to the Sega guys. We appreciate them, and thanks Dan for writing that up. Next up, we got. Why don't you take this, Dan? This is your article about Silhouette Mirage. Wow. Retranslation patch stays faithful to the original Japanese script.
Yeah, we got a retranslation. Patch of Silhouette Mirage that came out earlier this week, thanks to essentially the team who did the Working Designs translation patch last year, which included Rasputin 3000, Gregory Rasputin, and a translator that he worked with named, I'm looking for his name, Wired Crackpot, that's right, and an editor named C-Sketch. So, an English translation of Silhouette Mirage is faithful to the original Japanese script exists at last. Thanks to fans who released a patch for the Saturn version Wednesday. Rasputin 3000 uploaded the patch to Sega Extreme. We have a link to that. It's on the resource page, but the link's in our story as well. It uses the Sega Saturn Patcher utility, which comes bundled. The version of it that you need comes bundled in the patch's zip file download. So Rasputin led the effort last year to insert the official English script from the PlayStation port into the Japan-only Saturn version. That effort took about 4 months. And while he was doing that, a translator named Wired Crackpot, who is the person responsible for the Radurgy, is that how you pronounce that fan translation on Dreamcast?
Radurgy.
Was
yeah.
Radurgy.
Radurgy.
Was toiling away.
Radurgy. I like, yeah.
I don't know. Was toiling away in a retranslation of the game with editor C-Sketch. Work on this retranslation actually began before the previous patch was released, and has honestly been almost as much work for me, at least, Rasputin said in our Discord server. Wired Crackpot put a ton of passion into the retranslation, and it shows. Check out the included translator notes. You will not be disappointed.
She also did the Mobile Suit Gundam translation that Shadow Mask is working on as well.
A Wired Crackpot?
Yeah.
Okay. So they took on this retranslation because the official PlayStation localization from Working Design strayed far from the original Japanese script. It threw out the many overt and implicit references to Christianity and replaced them with malarkey, as the patch's translation notes describe it. Those translation notes included in the patch's zip file in a PDF extensively describe the characters
so that's
and world
Biden's been up to.
Silhouette Mirage. As it's presented in the original Japanese. One of main character Shina's friends, for example, is named Moses, and he helps her fight against his own people, the Mirages, mirroring Christianity's Moses, defying the Egyptians who raised him from birth. He's named Bug in Working Designs, a script where the allegory is completely lost.
Yeah.
Translation notes show direct comparisons between Wired Crackpot and Working Designs scripts. And I copied and I kind of did like a little screenshot of one of those sets of comparisons here that I've got in the story.
Yeah.
But there are several of
Many
these,
examples.
Which is really cool. that they included that. Honestly, Wired Crackpot did an awesome job with this PDF. Y'all should check that out. When you download this patch, it's a zip file with several things like a README and stuff, but there's a PDF called Translator Notes. Definitely check that out. I spent like an hour just pouring through that thing last night. I was going to like sit down, like, all right, I'm going to write about this. Oh, hold on. What's this translator notes in here? What's this PDF? And I just was like sucked in. It was so cool. All the things they talk about in there is awesome. At one point, the translator notes say, this is possibly the most made up working design script, which I thought was just hilarious.
Yeah.
They really do. I mean, with this example I put here, the notes say Goliath talks like an actual caveman for no reason in the working designs version. Ooh, but he's somewhat formal in the original Japanese. There's a steroid joke added in that wasn't in there originally, of course, because they've got to give it some 90s humor with working designs. He's like, ho, 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 I'm a slave, making it weird that Shina thinks she's pointing something out by saying that he's just being used. Except I mean, he already knows that in the working designs version, the way it was written. Right. But like he doesn't. He actually like believes in what he's doing. He says he was hired by the Mirages in the original Japanese, according to this new translation. And so then China's trying to say, hey, no, you're being used. So it makes more sense with this new retranslation, basically. And it's much more faithful.
I'm a little bit confused. Sometimes it
seems crazy. Like
that I'm just being used.
Now, I mean, working designs was incredibly popular back in the day. Like they were highly respected, and you know. But now it's just funny. We're finding out they took so many liberties with these scripts. Oh, yeah. You know, like they it's really. Wild. And I mean, in some cases, they just really didn't respect the source material at all. They're just like, oh yeah, well this all. None of this matters or is going to make any sense. So we're not even going to try to, you know, find an equivalent. Oh, we're just going to completely replace it with whatever story we want to tell. And then by that point, you're not really localizing. You're not really translating anymore, are you? You're kind of taking the original artist's work and completely changing it. Arguably, you're taking too many liberties, I would say, you know, so I think it
almost becomes like a different game.
It does. You're not doing your best to maintain the integrity of the story, you know, the artist's intention. And they don't, you know, they probably have given it to you and entrusted it to you and are assuming that you're being a good steward of their material, but you're not. And so, yeah, like folks have gotten really kind of upset about working designs over recent years in light of all this stuff.
I've seen a lot of people
that
are not fans of it. I honestly see
I have a lot of nostalgia.
I have nostalgia. I think maybe that's what's taking it over for me.
Right. So it's like I love games like Popful Mail and like Albert Odyssey that have that kind of like wisecracking humor. But it's like then part of me also wonders like, okay, so but I mean, what am I missing here that didn't come over because they kind of just decided to go their own way with it?
What did the devs originally intend? You know, maybe they had completely different jokes there, you know, that maybe would have made more sense in the world. Who knows?
So like, okay, it's one thing like with Earthbound or something like that. Like I have a lot of respect for the Earthbound localization, you know, of Mother. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that they did a pretty good job and this is my opinion, okay? So folks might disagree with me, but I feel like it's a game that I'm currently playing and I'm almost done with. It's been a lot of fun. I feel like they did, you know, they were respectful of the source material, all things considered. There are some things that you just can't localize or translate due to like cultural differences. But for the most part, they try to find a good close alternative. You know, you don't just take the story and say, okay, we're going to chop it up and just tell a completely different story. Yeah. You know,
there's one change to Earthbound that I actually do think is incredibly funny that I'm glad they did.
What?
Do you remember? I think it's between Tucson and the caves.
Right.
Where you have to find the eraser to, or the,
yeah, the eraser, the pencil eraser, and then the eraser.
Yeah. Which I thought was pretty funny.
Well, wait, what was it in the original?
It was an octopus, because originally it was an octopus. It was like an octopus is blocking your mind.
Right.
It's like a Japanese euphemism.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So
Shadow Mask says in chat, it's also made it tricky for would-be localizers like me because it pisses off translators if I make the smallest attempt to westernize something for clarity's sake. Nothing on the level of working designs, though. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like, a good translation is going to... I don't know if you want to say westernized, but it's going to adapt the material to some extent so that it is more understandable to your audience. And that may involve, you know, coming up with a totally different joke for what was originally there. because the joke maybe only works in the Japanese language, you know, or it could be making a reference to some historical thing that happened in Japan that your audience isn't going to know about. So you might have to, you know, add a little more to your writing to give context to whatever that is. You do, like, it's a bad translation if you don't do stuff like that. That's right. The thing that some people don't realize.
I mean, I guess, you know, that hits home pretty close for you, right, Dan, because of the full voice localizations you guys have done.
Yeah,
you guys have caught flack for, you didn't leave in the actual script on the screen or whatever. But I mean, like, I feel I'm not like just trying to, you know, stroke your ego or anything, but I think you guys did a very good job. You worked the hardest and made the most concerted effort you possibly could to try to be respectful to the source material as close as you could.
Lackerer was our translator for both of those, and I mean, he pretty much explained his process on this show and in a couple of articles on the website, and just to me, as you know, as we were working on those games, and I mean, I completely trust that he did his best job to faithfully adapt those scripts into English. It is everybody has their own style and their own opinion on what's a good translation and a bad one. But I, you know what, to bring it back to Silhouette Mirage, I appreciate that they did this. I think this is super cool to see how the original game was made and intended to be experienced just in our language instead of Japanese.
Right.
That's super cool. So just to kind of finish the article here.
Sure.
I wanted to point out that the translation notes PDF also includes some comics from the Japanese strategy guide for Silhouette Mirage.
Right here.
But they've all been translated into English by Wired Crackpot, which is awesome. That's such a cool, like, above and beyond thing. And they are like cute little comics.
Yeah.
I put a few panels there. All three of these panels were in separate spots on the same page. So I think they all go together. They just separated them out for like pagination, you know, sake on the page. I'm not entirely sure. I at least grouped them all together so they're easy to read here on our website. So the patch notes, as opposed to the translator notes, the patch notes provide some important patching instructions. In addition to using the version of the Sega Saturn patcher that's included with the patch, which I think is 2.0, users should keep in mind the patch will work with both Saturn release versions of Silhouette Mirage. This includes version 1.003 release and version 1.100 revision A. When you are using the Sega Saturn patcher program, you should not select the plus region free patch option. Make sure that is unselected. Otherwise, the game will crash once you've patched it and you try to boot it.
Okay.
Also, if the game is having difficulty loading on a Fenrir ODE, then try patching it with the separate track files, if applicable, little tick box in the
typical SSP typical to Fenrir. I think that's kind of a common issue that folks need to be aware of. Okay,
there are two known issues in the patch notes, which these issues existed with the Working Designs translation patch that they did last year. The insufficient RAM text isn't centered, and the continue screen sprites are untranslated. I think those are just difficulties they couldn't figure out how to fix, and they weren't deemed as important enough to really hold up the patch. So they just shipped it with those couple things. You'll just have to live with it. Sorry.
Gotcha.
But yeah, the patch does work on real hardware with Fenrir Duo, Phoebe, Satiator. They've tested it, as well as emulation using BizTalk, Mednafen, and Yamasanjiro. So, cool.
Welcome, Ninja Loot, to the patch. We got a new viewer. Whoa, there's a show about Sega Saturn news? Neat. I think so. Yeah, believe it or not, like there's enough Saturn news. There's enough Saturn news that we can actually have a show about this. So that's thanks to all the amazing folks in this community that keep making news. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I want to say something real
quick. Welcome. Yeah, that's go ahead, cool. Pat.
So it was just in the chat. It's been really interesting. So Trekkies was saying that he got a lot of people bemoaning him because he changed what's her name?
Frere.
What's her name? The French character.
Frere. Yeah.
No, what's her name? From Star Wars, what's her name? The French character.
Oh, the French.
Oh, Iris.
Oh, Iris.
Yeah, they changed. Iris is saying Onichan the Monfrere, which I think I like the change a lot, mostly because it's in line with the anime. Because if you watch the dub of the Soccer Wars anime that they have, she actually has a French accent, and I believe they do have her say French words. So I kind of like how it lines up to that a lot. And it really gives her more character.
And it makes sense. Look, English speakers are going to know the term mon frère. There are a few French words that most English speakers know. Mon frère is two of them. But most English speakers who aren't weebs anyway, or aren't mega weebs, don't know Onee-chan. So, you know, if this is another one of those things where it's like you're adapting a Japanese script to your English speaking audience, you have to make some changes so that they understand, but you keep the same effect that the original Japanese script had. And I think the mon frère choice was a good one for that.
I agree.
I don't think it was a problem.
Yeah, and there's another change like that, like in Azumanga Daioh, they made Osaka, who was Osaka's more like, I guess it's the equivalent of the south of Japan, and gave her a southern accent, which I was like, ooh, like she like country, like from the country, which I liked a lot as well. There was a cool like distinction, because I think they're always pointing out how she's from Osaka, and it helps, yeah, you're definitely from Osaka, and like that with that accent, so.
Shrek, you said the other... Tricky said the other issue is that no one goes around saying big brother in English, which that's what Onee-chan translates to. It's her referring to the player character as big brother, which of course she doesn't actually think it was a big brother. That's just something that children will call adults they look up to, especially like younger adults, not necessarily like older adults. They'll call them Onee-chan. But yeah, that concept is totally foreign to English. We don't do that. So yeah, you got to come up with something else that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, everybody should check out this retranslation patch of Silhouette Mirage. It's on Sega Extreme.
Definitely.
Check out the resources section.
And as you said, I mean, if you prefer the working designs version, that one's available as well. Gregory Rasputin did that. So you have options, and options are good.
Absolutely. Yes.
Moving right along, we have, the latest and last that we're going to talk about is just recapping kind of basically we came to the end of last month's community challenge, coming to the end of February. We basically have this article by Cecil Harvey, just kind of rounding it out. I know he reached out to several folks, including myself and Rasputin and even VBT, doing interviews about the community challenge. So Shiro waved the checkered flag on its inaugural monthly community challenge for February. It was our first, with nearly 300 Sega Touring Car Championship times submitted. That's crazy. I had no idea that there would be that much participation. Four different community members took top spots in the four NTSC region categories, while community member VBT completely dominated the PAL side. VBT submitted the lowest times for the Arcade Championship of 2 minutes, 51.183 seconds. The country track, Grunwald, Brickwall, he basically dominated on all of them. On the NTSC side, community member Qbert submitted the best arcade championship time, clocking in at 2 minutes, 47.699 seconds. Oh my God, I can't even imagine. Like, that is amazing. Because, I'm stuck at like 2 minutes, 50 seconds, and I'm so close to breaking that barrier, but I can't I struggle to imagine how I would find 3 seconds, you know? So it's insane. And I mean, of course, Sega Steve and Sega RPG Fan both did an amazing job at this game as well.
Shadow Mask said that his goal is to make top 10. He accomplished his goal and beat me. He called his shot. Hey, look, you didn't beat me on two of those challenges. You didn't beat my Grunwald time or my Brickwall time. Ooh. So sorry, buddy. You only half beat me.
You only half beat me. Dan is defending his his times. You know, so and that's the great thing is I'm glad that you got involved, Dan. You went from like not having played this game to actually like being kind of in the middle, you know, and doing actually quite well. You brought your CRT, what was it? It up? And
I brought it up from the basement. Yeah, I had one downstairs in the basement. It was like small enough.
Yeah.
It was like a 13-inch, so it was easy to carry. It's still really heavy, but it's a CRT.
But you were like a whole eight,
up to one in a while.
You were like a whole 8 frames faster with that, you know?
Because then I ran the 240p test suite, and it was like a difference of 8 frames in my reaction time between that and using it on my 4K TV through a level height cable, which that was kind of stunning to me, the difference.
So,
The level high cables are known for their laggy ass connections.
I really do want to shout Joe, Sega RPG fan, who suggested Sega Touring Car. It's a favorite of mine. But like he wasn't even that big of a fan of it. He just suggested it because it was a game that he wanted to give a chance and that he hadn't really before this. So he definitely gave it a chance, and I think it ranks among his top Saturn racers now. So among like Sega Rally and Hang On, I know is or Hang On 95 or Hang On GP, we call it.
Hang On to your teeth.
But yeah, no, that's great. More than 30 people submitted times throughout the month. And Rasputin said, I was very impressed with the participation. Challenger co-organizer Rasputin said in an interview over Discord, we're likely going to pass 275 total submissions before the event is over. We totally did. Had about 30 people participate in nearly nonstop STCC related conversation over the past 4 weeks. This year, Community Challenge has broken every single world record on speedrun.com for the game. It's broken every record, but folks are going to have to submit their video replays. And I don't know if speedrun.com will accept replays, though it seems like they have.
Yeah,
it seems like they have for this game in the past. So I don't know, as long as they're consistent with that, you know, I mean, they should accept these replays. I told Joe, there's no way with how many times I start and stop and restart, you know, when I'm trying to get a good run, there's absolutely no way I could press record every time. I'd kill my hard drive, you know, doing that.
Yeah. Double Dime said in chat, I don't think this article got that there were multiple winners for the fourth and fifth courses. So there you go. I guess we'll have to edit a little bit.
We'll have to edit that. Yeah. But thanks, Double Dime, for mentioning that. Let's see here. Absolute blast to witness and be a part of. He credited Shiro Crew, that's us, for willingness to embrace the new monthly event. Yeah, hell, why not? You know, I mean, I ask you guys all the time. You guys want to do cool stuff.
I'm like, yeah, you can do it.
You guys want to do cool stuff. You have good ideas. Hit me up, you know, let me know. Because we're all about community, and we're all about trying to give us new fun stuff to do. So this is a great way to get folks involved and engage folks more.
I realized we all have all Shiro shirts on today.
Oh yeah, we do.
Hey,
there you go. Hey, we're coordinated finally.
Good.
This far exceeded my expectations, and that is almost certainly thanks to the full embrace of this little idea by the Shiro bros. Rasputin said the community contribution really made it possible. He cited fellow members.
It was Rasputin it was his idea that came out with
it
us.
Was.
So credit is due.
Excellent.
We just allowed it to happen. We just like want it to happen.
Right.
He came to us. So Rasputin's just committing just so much, like all in on the Saturn community, dude.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Translations projects.
We're glad he's part of this community. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Same. He's quickly become an MVP. For sure. Just the level of contribution has been outstanding. And even Cecil too, like writing this article, we really appreciate that. And going and, you know, following up and getting these interviews. I love it. He cited fellow community members, Moose Tracks and Zaiden, shouts to those guys, who donated prizes for the winners, as well as Sega RPG fan and Random for helping to run the challenge and track submissions. Moose Tracks does, excellent embroidery, and he's got some awesome like iron on or sew on patches for folks. And then I know Zaiden does like acrylic, what is it, vinyl, like shirts, like really nice quality shirts. So there's going to be patches and shirts, and I told him to send the bill to Shiro, so we are helping to fund that. Well, actually our Patreon supporters are actually technically helping to fund these prizes. Exactly. But it's those cool guys who are actually doing the work, so we appreciate it. Competitors kept the monthly community challenge channel on Shiro Discord server ablaze with near continuous discussions of the 1997 Sega Saturn racing game, harkening back to those pre-internet schoolyard days. I was very much hoping that this community would come together and do just that. Rasputin said, we helped each other get better, but never shied away from a bit of competitive banter, just like Dan and Shadow here arguing over who won what. Nearly everyone was looking to win, and it showed. The Shiro community really showed up for this challenge. Saturn Dave, that's me, it said in a Discord interview, I'll just say, yeah, I think that this challenge went as good as we could have hoped for. Probably better. Community was really the most important aspect of this event, and I love the fact that folks got so involved. And As a part of the event, additional bonus challenges unlocked in mid-February on the Urban Masters and Boomtown tracks. Kind of did that to just kind of keep things fresh. And I think they've done the same thing for the next challenge for Steep Slope Slider. So that's awesome. Sega Steve posted a sub 28 second time on Urban Masters track, and Retro Games Boy 78 clocked in at 31.5 seconds on the Boomtown track. Shouts to those guys. Palside was again claimed by VBT, who posted a 31.6 second time on Boomtown. You know, VBT deserves a lot of credit, not only for sweeping the Palside, but for doing it with a digital pad. Because I can't even imagine that. You know, like I have to use the 3D control pad. But he did this with a digital pad. So, and it, and I think he did it with like the Mark One, you know, the one that everyone hates.
I don't hate it. Okay, I don't hate it.
That everyone hates, just that everyone kind of derides as being not as good as the Japanese one, you know? So,
Dave, you know what I realized?
What?
Literally what happened here was just the plot to Initial D Season 4, or Stage 4.
Oh,
the
is that
whole,
right?
Oh, a big gang of people goes together and breaks records all over Japan.
Oh, yeah.
No.
We did that here. Nice. We broke records all over the Japan in the video game.
This
and
is set true.
New world records on track. So literally, we just reenacted Initial D Stage 4. So congratulations, you weebs.
I'm not going to read this whole article, but definitely check it out. There's there is a copy of the ranking, basically the leaderboard, so folks can see who got what. Results from the February Shiro Community Challenge. I think a lot of people are Sega Touring Car fans now, Rasputin said. March's Community Challenge will feature the arcade-style snowboarding game Steep Slope Sliders. It's already underway, with community member Pandemonium reportedly setting a new Alpine World Record day one. So that's the exciting thing, too. Since Panda, you know, runs the you know, since he kind of manages the Sega, or sorry, the speedrun.com page for Steep Slope Sliders, and is currently the world record holder, and he's kind of setting the bar. I'm hoping that folks in our community do go after his times, and we keep it competitive, but I definitely think more world records are going to be set with this monthly challenge, with this month's challenge. So I'm really excited to see what happens. And hopefully Panda does, maybe he'll do this on his stream. I know he streams what, like Thursday? He's busy in the mornings now. Yeah,
he's not in the mornings anymore.
Not in the mornings anymore. And feel free, Panda, to plug that in the chat here. If you have,
honestly,
like,
add it in the announcement thing when you do, when you go live, add it in the announcement for Shiro so I know you're live.
Right.
Do I keep missing that? But you can use that, like, you can go in the announcements and add everyone, Panda going live, and that's fine. You could do that.
Nick says that Fart Daily, who's also a community member, has a lot of world records on Steep Slope Sliders, and they go back and forth. So that's awesome. So definitely, I'm hoping to catch a Panda stream with some Steep Slope Sliders this month. That'll be great. Thanks to Cecil for this excellent article, which I'm sure many more are to come, and we really appreciate him. And we appreciate all the other fine folks in our community who have done amazing stuff and helped make this such a robust and exciting community with fun stuff when it comes to Saturn news, you know. In fact, speaking of that, Pat is ready and prepped for a marathon stream tonight, honoring all the fine folks who have created amazing stuff for the Saturn over this past year.
For the Sega Extreme Homebrew Competition.
This is the 29th anniversary of the Saturn console. Next year, it'll be 30 years. So Pat's got his snacks. And
My Gushers, got my fruit roll-ups, got my fruit by the foot.
Are you just going until you're done, or is there like a plan? Are you doing like a 6-hour stream or whatever it was?
I'm going until I'm done.
You're just going until you're done.
If it takes 2 hours, then it takes 2 hours. If it takes 6 hours, it takes 6 hours. It takes 8 hours.
Nice.
So good luck, like sir. Said,
I'll need it.
Like so, you guys should be able to go to sleep and then wake up, and Pat will still be streaming. So there.
Or take a nap. Yeah.
I'll take a nap. You know, check out. Check in.
Yeah, and like I said, check out again. Let it begin. But no, like I said, and all the developers are welcome to hop on, talk about their games if they make it in time.
Nice.
If they want me to delay and I could do it later, then that works too, so they can hop on.
Yeah.
Like I said, I know VBT's in the chat. I'd like to talk about all y'all games. Yeah, I have about an hour, less than an hour left, so I'm going to check the games, make sure they all work, so I don't look like a fool of a toque when I stream them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another, VBT is in the chat, and I forgot to mention, VBT also, as a nod to Sega Touring Car, he did a, and I don't know if this is a complete, I guess this would be a complete coincidence, but he did a VBT truck, touring truck challenge as one of his entries, which was kind of a tongue-in-cheek nod to the touring car championship. Mm-hmm. And it was cool. I really liked the menu with all of the, you know, spoken names of members of the Sega Extreme community. It was really, and VBT loves Sega Touring Car Championship, so there you go, he's got good taste. Anyway,
he loves STCC.
That's right. Anything else before we
That's what we've got for this week.
That's what we have.
I filled out the merch certificate for this person in the back of me, so it's going to be happening soon.
Yes. All right.
Modems.
Oh, modems. That's right. Knight shipped out the first 10 modems. He went through like extensive testing, got video of like testing that each one worked, packed them up, shipped them out. I think folks have started to get them, at least like Alex, I think Alex mod 13 mod got his today. So that's awesome. We'll be helping. If you need any help setting it up, have any questions, just get into our Saturn Online channel in the Discord, and there are several folks that are knowledgeable about this and could help you get set up if you have any questions. So definitely don't hesitate to hit us up as you guys start receiving these modems. And I know that I and Pat both, we need to finish up our, we have scheduled tourney entries that we have to do, right, Pat?
Yeah, I'm working on with the dude that...
you're doing sorted. Hawk Zero, and Hawk I've got to play Techno Chris. So, yeah.
I want to play you in the competition, at least. Hopefully we'll be able to play each other.
Yeah, hopefully that'll happen. Who knows?
Are you in winners or you're in losers?
I'm in the losers bracket.
Okay, so I can't potentially fight you, so...
Okay, we both need to win. We both would need to win. Who knows? But yeah, so hopefully I'll be doing that this weekend, because I definitely don't want to keep folks waiting. And what we're talking about is currently Double Dime is hosting, the fifth online tournament for Netlink. Fifth or sixth. And it is Saturn Bomberman, which is an excellent game. So it's a lot of fun.
Ted Kaczynski Simulator, for those of you in the know.
Pat loves to call it a Ted Kaczynski Simulator. But but yeah, so it's a lot of fun. And as soon as that's over, that we'll be starting a new tournament. So all you folks who are, you know, getting your Saturns online, you'll be able to participate in that next tournament if you like. So, and we hope that you do, because that's the whole point. So awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and read off our patrons, our $10 and up patrons.
Patreonus.
You guys are making it possible for us to get these net links out to folks. You made it possible for us to do prizes like shirts and patches for the monthly community challenge. We really appreciate your financial support. And those folks are K, A Murder of Crows, Blue Moon 95, Casual Seth. Peter said Causal Seth, and I was like, did I say it wrong? No, it's Casual Seth. Cerulean, Chris Piper, Chris 1997XX, Daniel Fredrickson, David Zaney, Derek Pascarella, aka A-Team. We got Emerald Nova, Fat Drunk Friend Otaku, Gem Clash or Rank, Ian Keg, Jay Hersey, Johannes Fetz, Memphis, Michael Sabag, Nate Lawrence, Normal Guy, Nutrageous, Robert Ramsey, Rowan Dink, Sega Steve, Shadow Mask, Stoneman, Tanuki Trev, The Sega Guys, What Is This, and Young Money Sui. All of you guys support us at the $10 and up level. We really, really appreciate it. And everybody else who supports us even a little bit, if it's 99 cents here in the stream, or if it's $1 or $3, whatever,
or
Shadow Mask, $5. Please use this to pay.
Thanks,
oh my God. And shouts to Random for that amazing track in that music video. That guy is just so talented. I love every time he puts something out, it's a banger. I love it. And he definitely knows how to channel that mid 90s Sega vibe. So, shouts. Thanks, Shadow Mask.
Yeah, great.
I don't think
Shadows... And thank you for the great theme song, the credit theme song for the audio one you're going to hear in a second.
Oh, absolutely. But, okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah, and then, you know, if you guys, if you can't afford to support us financially, don't worry about it. Honestly, what we really want is you guys to be active members of our community. That you don't doesn't cost money. It just costs time and, you know, dedication to, like, being a part of the community challenges, or, you know, maybe helping somebody out if they don't know, you know.
Malenko, $2.
$2, Malenko. $2. Love it.
Hey, Dave.
Thank you, so much love.
Love you, too. And, yeah, so, you know, help spread the love of Saturn. There's new folks coming to the Discord all the time. There's new folks coming to these news streams that don't know that there's this kind of Sega Saturn content. So definitely join our community and be a part of the conversation. And until next time, I think that's it. Don't go anywhere, though. Well, wait, should they go anywhere, Pat?
I mean, yeah, there's a difference.
Should they go get a sandwich or something?
Yeah, go get a sandwich and come back in an hour.
Okay, so yeah, Pat's going live. When are you going live? When do you think you're going to go live?
45 minutes, 6 o'clock 45, so my time, 5 o'clock your time.
5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain. What is that? 5? Eastern?
8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern. Pat's going live with a marathon. A marathon homebrew and patch stream. It's gonna be quite a stream, because every year I think it gets bigger and bigger.
It gets longer and longer. Like it went from like 4 hours to 6 hours. Yeah. I think this one might be an 8-hour one.
So the folks in the UK, will probably already be asleep, but they'll probably catch the tail end of it then, maybe.
Or watch replay.
Yeah. Like, or so watch the replay.
I'm gonna add everybody in the channel. Like, add everyone for announcements. I know people don't like add everyone's, but
nice.
This will be a good one. So soon as it goes live, I'll add everyone.
Yeah.
And we'll put on Twitter. We're live with the mega stream. But yeah, I just want to have 45 minutes to prepare and make sure the images are all good. Mm-hmm. I can go go to the little Pat's bathroom.
Bathroom.
Right. Little bathroom.
Well, thank you everyone for watching.
Thanks everyone for watching. Until next time, this is Saturn Dave, Danthrax, and Trainico reminding you must play Sega Saturn.
You must.
We'll catch you later.